Right, 6.3, Treasury Management Strategy Statement. Annual Investment Strategy and Minimum Revenue Provision Strategy for 2018-19, page D1. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose this item.
Thank you. Madam Mayor, to ensure that the Council governance and management procedures for Treasury Management reflect best practice and comply with the SIPFA Treasury Management in the Public Services Code of Practice, Guide Notes and Treasury Management Policy Statement, and to ensure that the funding of capital expenditure is taken within the totality of the Council's financial position and that borrowing and investment is only carried out with proper regard to the Prudential Code for Capital Finance in Local Authorities, I move that the Treasury Management Strategy, Annual Investment Strategy and Minimum Reserve Provision Strategy, as set out in the appendix to the report of the Head of Finance and Property Services, attached as an annex, be approved, and that the Prudential and Treasury Indicators set out in Sections 2 and 3 of the Strategy be approved.
Councillor Slater.
Pleasure in seconding this and reserving my right for comment later.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. Councillor Mayer.
Very much. It's a simple treasury strategy. I welcome the view that the council will invest in commercial buildings, I think, through corporate bonds. I think that came to the Cabinet last time, an appendix like that, amendment like that. But I just want to go to page D34, appendix 5.5. And I'm not saying anything against the councils that I mentioned, Madam Mayor. My point is just a general point. We know what happened at Northamptonshire. We know they are without a paddle. And I just want the lead member just to reassure the council that if any of those mentioned were in trouble, would we be able to recall our money quickly? And if not, what would be the issues? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Taylor, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to say, as Chair of the Overseas Scrutiny Group, that we did look in great detail at this report, and that question that Councillor Mayer has just put, we got a confirmation that the answer is yes, so just to reassure him. But we did go through it with a very fine-tooth comb and ask plenty of questions, and I'm very happy to support this.
There doesn't seem to be any further councillors in the queue. Councillor Slater, would you like to activate your 3 minutes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say that this is a technical document, and the Council is required to produce it. It guides our Treasury and investment activity and sets minimum revenue provision. The requirement is to maximise investment income through the marriage of money management and expertise in investment, thus overriding the overriding requirement for minimal risk. With the overriding requirement for minimal risk in the investment of public funds, and I think that probably answers Councillor Mayer's question. It's encouraging to see that our current strategies have produced investment income some 10 times more than targeted this year. I'm happy to support the recommendation for next year's strategies.
Councillor Barclay, would you like to sum up?
Madam Mayor, it's a sound strategy document which outlines how we manage our cash flow, borrowing and investments, and it clearly shows the criteria on what we do and which we invest, and we have credit checks on all of these people. The maturity dates and amounts invested are actually outlined on page D34, which Councillor Mayer pointed out, so you can see the amount, you can see how it's well spread, and you can see the maturity dates. As with any bank or building society, I haven't got the sight of prophecy, but these are sound investments, as the property funds that we've invested in are sound. Councillor Slater has pointed out that we had a targeted investment income of £30,000. We actually got £270,000 through investing in local authority bonds. We're hoping our property, we've actually invested in, not in directly in commercial property, but through property funds, which we spent a day reviewing with an investment manager, and we're hoping that pays dividends. But how we manage our finances, investment, borrowing is outlined. The indicators are all here. It's a very sound strategy. I don't think it's anything for anybody to be concerned about. And we've had a very successful year, and we will again next year, I hope. I commend this policy to you.
Thank you. I'm now putting the motion to vote. All those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? I announce the result is unanimous. Thank you. Four. Sorry, I've been corrected. It's carried, sorry. 6.4, appointment of a co-opted parish member of the Member of Conduct Committee, page E1. I call on Councillor Poland to propose this item.
Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to fill a vacancy on the committee which provides the opportunity for parish town councillors to contribute to the work of the committee, I move that Councillor Victoria Vicky Ball, a member of Anstey Parish Council, be appointed as a non-voting co-opted parish member of the Member Conduct Committee until the 29th of June 2019 or until she ceases to be a parish councillor, whichever is the sooner.
Councillor Gaskell.
As chair of the Members Conduct Committee, I am happy to endorse what Councillor Poland has said.
Are you reserving your right to speak?
I don't think I need to say much more.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. Councillor Snart.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do know Vicky Ball, only because I was the county councillor for Anstey. And she was a tremendous asset to the parish council, and I'm sure she'll be a great asset to this committee, and I can support this with the council tonight. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I call on Councillor Poland to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have nothing further to add.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. And that is unanimous. Item 6.5, timetable for the Council Committee meetings and member training days for 2018-19, page F1. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose this item.
Madam Mayor, to ensure that a schedule of meetings for 2018-19 is agreed to enable planning for the forthcoming Council year and for the period after the Borough Council elections in May 2019, to ensure that there is a timetable to enable planning for training and development days for councillors and co-opted members and to enable minor amendments and corrections to be made in a timely manner, I move that the schedule of council, cabinet, scrutiny and other committee meetings for 2018-19 and the period to December 2019 attached as Appendix 1 to the report of the Chief Executive be approved, and that the proposed dates for member training days for 2018-19 and the period to December 2019 attached as Appendix 2 to the report of the Chief Executive to be endorsed, and that the delegated authority be given to the Head of Strategic Support to make minor amendments. Gosh, this is very long. Sorry, apologies. So to make minor amendments and corrections to the schedule of council and committee meetings and member training days. Thank you.
Councillor Bulka.
Madam Mayor, I didn't quite understand that leader. Could you repeat it? Yeah. I'll second this, Madam Mayor. Reserve my right.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. No. Councillor Boker, would you like to speak? There's nobody in the queue.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Morgan, would you like to sum up?
The whole proposition again, I think I'd rather better not.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion has been passed. Thank you. Item 7, call in reference. There are no call in references from scrutiny. Item 8, position statement. No requests for position statements have been received. Item 9, motions on notice. No motions on notice have been submitted. Sorry. Item 10, questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are on the orange sheet. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. They will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question or make their statement, and the councillor responding will also be able to speak up to 2 minutes. Item 10.1, availability of disabled parking. Councillor Hamilton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
I'd like to make a statement followed by a question.
Well, can you make it now?
Right. The proposal that is under consultation by the Department of Transport to extend the Blue Badge scheme to those with hidden disabilities, such as dementia and autism, I think is something that will be welcomed by many families throughout Charnwood. This will give parity between those between physical disabilities and mental disabilities, and it will be a great help to their carers and family members if they can park in a place that is somewhere familiar and close to the amenity they wish to go to. I note and accept that Charnwood currently meets the recommended standard for disabled parking. One should be aware that if this were to come to pass and there is an extension, there could be a step change. We're not quite clear yet, although it is my understanding that some local authorities have already trialled this, so it might be useful to investigate the experience that they have had and to see whether or not current provision would still be sufficient. My question is quite a simple one. This consultation runs until the 18th of March. It is a consultation that is open to individuals, organisations and local authorities. So my question is, will Charnwood Council be responding to this consultation in support of the extension of the Blue Badge scheme?
Councillor Smitheridge, do you wish to respond?
Madam Mayor, my answer says it all. We do have excellent provision, and it's been awarded various top marks by Parkmark and also by SOCHKIM for the information that we provide to the disabled. Certainly, I know the street wardens are fully aware of the Blue Badge situation and the Department of Transport. I would be very interested in those boroughs that have been trialling some of the approaches, and if you were able to give some of those places, then I would be happy to look further. But of course, as I said at the bottom, it's not really clear as yet what the impact will be in relation to numbers, but certainly we will be keeping this under review. But thank you for your question.
Item 10.2, complaints. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplement question or make a statement?
Mayor, I'd like to do both. First of all, reading the chart at top of page 2, the council is clearly on target for the worst year of complaints for many years. There's still 3 months to go in the current year, and if you look particularly at leisure and culture, then you've got strategic and private housing and landlord services in particular, serious concerns. So my question is, after 8 years of austerity and councils across the country having their government funding slashed by an amazing 77% by the year 2020, will the Cabinet lead agree that the two things are connected? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Morgan, would you like to respond?
Councillor Drake, well, those figures are as ever creative. I actually think our complaints procedure is exceptionally good. I actually have the breakdown of our full complaints for those three particular years, and I have to say I don't recognise what you've just said as being an accurate representation of how Charnwood deals with complaints or indeed the nature of the complaints themselves. There is no particular pattern in particular departments. Some go down from within those three-year periods. Some go up. Many actually, one particular department, for instance, has absolutely no complaints, has had no complaints for the past 3 years. Congratulations, Chief Executive. Your department has had no complaints. I think also it's worth noting that we actually have an exceptionally open response to the complaints procedure. We actually welcome all residents talking to us about problems they have, and we deal with those complaints very swiftly. And in fact, we have a three-stage process to make sure that they're efficiently dealt with as possible. And that probably explains why our customer and our resident surveys are actually so healthy, because actually people understand that when they have an issue with any of our services, not only are they dealt with quickly, but also the problems are usually resolved very, very quickly. So I actually don't see any comparison at all between the figures that you actually just quoted. They're probably for another authority. Thank you.
Item 10.3, on-street parking enforcement, Newtown Linfield. Councillor Snart, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Madam Mayor, firstly, may I thank the lead member for her understanding with this matter, which is causing considerable distress to the village residents, especially highway safety issues in mind. Because the council are the contractors, it is the Borough Council vehicles that are seen by the public administering this process. Therefore, it is the council that the residents look for an effective resolution of this issue. By the number of penalties issued in 2017, it is plain to see there is an issue with illegal parking. Despite the level of the current enforcement, there are significant issues that still exist at peak times, especially Sunday afternoons when the weather is fine and sunny. I would be grateful if the lead member, in her discussions with the County Council, raised the following items. I believe there is a need for effective enforcement at weekends, especially on Sunday afternoons, 2 to 3pm, when the weather is fine and sunny, not asking for extra resource, but targeting at specific times when visitor numbers to Braggart Park are at their peak. Understand how current rotas are assigned to the street wardens and which council is responsible for making sure they are carried out for their maximum effectiveness. Ask the County Council raise the issue only all-day parking charges at Braggart Park with the trustees, which in my view are contributing to the problem. If the council continues to support more tourism within the Charnwood, we need to understand the impact on local residents, especially villages like Newtown Linford, which is the host village to one of the most visited attractions in the East Midlands. I would be grateful if the lead member would give details on the outcome of our discussions with the County Council. I believe local residents need to know how the council are working to overcome the current unacceptable situation that exists in the village. Thank you.
Councillor Smithovich, would you like to respond?
Thank
Thank you, Councillor Snart. In view of the issues that have been raised by you and your residents, I'm fully aware of the impact on the residents of Newtown Linford, but I can now confirm that a meeting has already been arranged with the County Council officers. They're coming to Charnwood Borough Council to meet with our officers and myself, and that meeting has been arranged for the 12th of March, so not too far away. I've actually welcomed the additional comments that you've made because it's been able to sort of focus my mind on some ideas to put forward to them, and I can assure you that I'll do my best to find a resolution for Newtown Linford and the other areas that are cropping up all over the borough. Thank you.
Item 10.4. Use of agency workers and consultants. Councillor Mayo, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you. First, Councillor Draycott, it's a shame that your question, the leader, didn't recognise these figures. I can assure you that if I was leader of this council and my authority was getting 100 complaints a month, I'd be dealing with it and getting responses from officers. But coming on to agency workers and costs, and I wonder if the lead member, Councillor Poland, when you recognise these figures, as they say, because these are provided by officers and officers of Charnwood Borough Council, nonetheless. But isn't it a shame that, you know, we're going to be using nearly £1 million, from 1.2 million, depends, you know, every paper there's a different figure, of reserves, yet every year we seem to be spending 1.1, 1 million, another 1 million in 10, 11 months already of an agency cost. Because if I was a resident, which I am, and a taxpayer, which I am, I'd be concerned that, hold on, aren't agency workers really expensive? Do we not have to pay a premium on agency staff that are provided to us? Aren't the agency recruitment companies in it to make a profit? And how much are they fleecing off me as a council taxpayer because the administration hasn't got its act together? And I could understand if in one year there was a peak and we were spending X amount more because something happened. But this is year on year. I only asked for 3 years, 2 years full and 1 year to present. I could have asked for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. And it really is distressing. But then we've got outside consultants. And I understand we have to, thank you, Madam Mayor, we have to rely on outside consultants. And Councillor Draycott's right. You know, the expertise from this council has fled, unfortunately. And now we have to go outside, even to tell us what to do with a derelict depot site that we have. Because we don't have the officers and the people in place to deal with the matter. So, yes, it is astonishing. And I asked why there were so many vacancies or how many vacancies there were. And there's over 35 full-time vacancies that haven't been filled. That tells us. Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's no question there, by the way.
Councillor Poland, do you wish to respond?
Mayor, I've got to say, I think the tone coming from Councillor Mayor was disappointing. The workers, all the workers, including the agency workers that work for the people of this borough, do a fantastic job and a very important job, not only for the residents, but also for the members of staff who otherwise would be very, very overworked. We're already pushing capacity for these people, and I know as someone that's worked for a council in the past what my reaction would have been if I was working so hard only to find the opposition were then withdrawing my support to make some sort of minor political point. The fact is that we have statutory functions that we have to match, okay? So if you're saying that we shouldn't do that, then as a resident of this borough I'd be much more unhappy that it was taking three times as long because the council didn't have the required number of staff that they needed. And as for the consultants, again, that's something of a dirty word, I think, consultants. But actually, if we look at some of the things we've used consultants for, we've talked about the Loughborough Town Centre Master Plan, the Charnwood Urban Capacity Study, the Open Spaces Assessment Study. All of these things require specific specialist information. Now, if your proposal is to bring all of those things in-house and double, triple the wage bill because we're going to hire someone permanently to do something we only need for a temporary period of time, frankly, our financial situation would be through the floor, down the pan. So the reality is the agency does a good job for us, plugging gaps. We need sometimes in the work we do, we need specialist information, and that's where consultants come from. But of course, we always look at the most efficient ways of getting those services. Thank you.
10.5, Homelessness Reduction Act. Councillor Rawlings, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a very short supplementary statement there to thank the lead member for his comprehensive response to my question, which clearly demonstrates that the Council has not only thought about the Homelessness Reduction Act, but also taken very positive action to prepare for it. And I'm sure that many other members will be encouraged and comforted by the response received. And if you've not read it yet, please do. Thank you.
Councillor Mercer, would you like to respond?
Of course. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think the straight answer to the question is, in terms of compliance, I think that we've done all that we possibly can. And I think we're very fortunate in having a chief officer in the form of Alison Simmons, who had the foresight to start planning very early, who's ensured that we have the staff in place, that the training's been done, and the money is actually coming. Most of the money is coming externally. But it is a bit of a challenge. Whether we can meet that challenge remains to be seen. As one of the greater US politicians said, it's one of those unknown unknowns. But I'm fairly confident that the team of staff who are addressing this problem are more than capable of rising to this challenge, and that we will be able to show that Charnwood, like the government, has an absolute commitment to dealing with the problem of homelessness. Thank you.
Item 10.6, Housing Capital Programme Decent Homes Contract. Councillor Hayes, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to make a statement. I would firstly like to thank Councillor Harper-Davis for the written response to my question. Madam Mayor, following a meeting with the lead member and others last week, I will not be asking a supplementary question this evening. As agreement has been reached that I will be allowed to access the officer's contract documentation to establish the answers to the questions that I have been seeking on the Waits contract to my satisfaction. And may I say thank you very much for your help.
Councillor Harper-Davis, would you like to respond?
Thank you, but no, thank you.
Item 10.7, Community Grants Budget. Councillor Huddleston, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The reason for this question was that a couple of weeks ago, one night, I was at the call-in for a lottery scheme that we were told was designed to generate an extra £30,000 or £40,000 for local community and voluntary organisations. The next night, I was at a scrutiny performance panel where it became clear that actually in this year we'd underspent by £50,000 on the community grants budget. So we were underspending by more than we were trying to get from this other scheme. And I was told that the reason for this was that insufficient applications had been received. And I have to say, I found that slightly surprising, because I'm sure the need is out there in the community, and there are community organisations out there who could make such applications. And it seemed to me that the problem is that this year £50,000 hasn't been spent. It might be being carried forward, but it's not being used this year. And so therefore I think one of the issues is that we need to make this process more transparent. We need to make community organisations more aware of this, and we need to make sure that we have enough applications online to spend the money in the year in which it is allocated. And then if there's slippage, as there appears to have been in one or two schemes, you can then top that up. Previously, I've been involved in joint finance schemes between the NHS and the County Council. There was never enough money. We never had a situation where community grants were underspent, because we already always had enough schemes in hand to carry forward. So I would ask that before we go into spending too much time on a lottery scheme, we actually get our act together on making organisations aware that this money exists and assisting them to make applications in the correct year to make sure this for our organisations.
Councillor Page, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think my answer answers your question. That money has to be carried forward because it's already been given to the... Yes, it has. It's already been set out. It's 37,000 of that money has already been allocated. So you're talking about £13,000, which hasn't been allocated this year only. As far as having enough applications, we have more than enough applications, and they have to meet very strong criteria. And those criteria, if they're not met, then we turn them down. It's a straightforward application form. Everybody that fills it in knows what's there. So we have no problems in finding people who take up our grants. What we find problems in is not having enough money to be able to meet their real demands. We give as maximum that we can, but we can't go any further at the moment. So we're raising the lottery, which I must say was set up, if I remember correctly, by the Labour government, wasn't it? That allowed us to set up lottery schemes. And we're going to do that lottery scheme, and we're going to raise extra cash, and that cash will go directly to good causes. Thank you.
Well done. Item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. Item 12, urgent executive decisions exempt from call-in. There are no urgent executive decisions exempt from call-in. Item 13, this is the pleasure, nomination of Mayor-elect for 2018-19. Are there any nominations for the Mayor-elect for the Council year 2018-19? Please indicate by pressing your button.
Madam Mayor, I propose that Councillor Christine Harris be nominated as Mayor-elect for the 2018-2019 Council year.
Thank you. Councillor Morgan.
Madam Mayor, I have pleasure in seconding this. Thank you.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Sorry, you're against. Are you against her? Yes? Go ahead. Okay. That's it. You're sent to the spare room then. Against? Any abstentions? No. The motion is carried. Madam Mayor, the Mayor-elect, would you like to say some words?
I think... all I've got to say is thank you very much indeed. I would be very proud to be the Mayor of Charnwood. That's all I have to say. I'm very moved.
Councillor Harris, I would like to say congratulations. Item 14, nomination of Deputy Mayor-elect. 2018. Are there any nominations for Deputy Mayor-elect for the Council year of 2018-19? Please indicate by pressing your buttons.
Madam Mayor, I have great pleasure in nominating Councillor Brenda Seaton to be the Deputy Mayor-elect for the 2018-19 Council year.
Councillor Muir.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Thank you. Those against? Any abstentions? Congratulations, Councillor Seaton. Would you like to say a few words? Keep it short.
I would like to say that I'm honoured, highly titillated,
and very excited. Thank you.
Item 15, appointments to committees, page G1. I call on Councillor Morgan.
Deborah Taylor be replaced as a member of the Licensing Committee by Councillor Mark Lowe with immediate effect.
Councillor Harper-Davis.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that, please. Thank you.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Announcements. I am not aware of any further proposals, changes to members of committee for the current council year. If any councillor would like to propose or change, please press your button. Right. I'm closing the business tonight, and the next council meeting is on Monday, the 30th of April, 2018, and the deadline for questions on notice and motion on notice for consideration at the meeting is Friday, the 20th of April, 2018, at noon. Have a safe journey home, everybody.